Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, we got Arthur in Centennial. We have Chet in Boulder, and I want to talk to you. And I want to talk to you. I have to confess something. I've been very politically correct, energy enthusiastic, talking about $635, 17-foot windmills, and bag fees, and recycling, and all kinds of fun stuff. And I'll continue to talk about that all this week. But I've had a bit of a guilty conscience, and maybe I'm being unfair to myself, I'm thinking. I do have a bike. I don't use it very much, I will confess. I don't ride a bike in part because why do I want to inhale exhaust? You know what I mean? If I lived in the country or I lived in, like, say, on Nantucket Island, I used a bike a lot because I love to be in good shape and I like to ride bikes. It's not that I'm against it. I just hate competing with cars for the road. Now, in Seattle, we have some dedicated lanes for cyclists. So they have no excuse, but they still try. They break every traffic law in the business. That's part of the reason why I don't like them. And I know I shouldn't be head up against them. I know bike riders are doing their bit for the environment, and I ride the bus whenever I can, so it's not like I'm immune to it, but I can't stand them. I have to get this off my chest. I overheard some of them bragging. Well, now that critical mass is around, maybe we'll get what we want. Now, I don't know if you have critical mass in Denver, but we have it here. They're in various cities. What they do is they do these monthly rides, and what they try to do is they act as basically a pack, and they try to call attention to bicyclists and their road rights. Well, my attitude is, your road rights are absolutely fine. I try to watch out for you. I slow down. I even pull over if you're going too slow in front of me and you're driving me crazy and there's other oncoming traffic. I deal with it. I breathe. I do all that stuff. I really try to rein in my competitive nature, which likes to beat everyone out. I've been known to make very short period of time stops at stoplights. I hope no cops are listening, and stop signs. I stop fully, 99.9% of the time. And you know what? I have to tell you, they break. I've seen them. I've seen them all over the place ever since I read this article. They run lights all the time. They run stoplights. It's not my imagination. They do it on purpose. They brag about it. They think it's great. Because why should we wait for you? We could get hit. And it's like, well, you know what? You've got to obey the law too. Give you a ticket. Citizens arrest, man. I'm sick of you. And I have no patience with cars who are cruel to them. But there was an incident up here that went on that I'm going to talk to you about coming up after I talk to a couple of you. But there was a melee up here recently in Capitol Hill. We have one too. Between a motorist and a group of critical mass cyclists. And they were blaming each other for escalating the incident. Basically, the allegation is, the driver was surrounded by the critical mass. He pulled over to get out of their way, but he was running late, so he wanted them to move. And they started, apparently they thought he was dissing them, so they started rocking his car and threatening to turn it and to roll it over. He panicked, tried to get away from them, backed up, went forward. It kind of got confusing. Apparently, he tacoed one of the bicyclists' tires, and then they not only slashed his tires and broke his rear windshield, they hit him in the head with a bike lock so hard he needed stitches. Now, it's come to a head here. I'm wondering how it's doing in Denver, Boulder, and wherever else you are. I respect bicyclists, but when you start disrespecting the law and you cut me off and you cut in front of me, I've had them make left-hand turns in front of me when they didn't have the light, and then you moan that we could hit you. Well, you know what? Quit breaking the law and maybe you'll be safer. Yeah. Arthur in Centennial, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good
How
morning.
are you?
Pretty swell, you? I'm
Good.
very politically incorrect, though, for disliking bicyclists, huh?
Well, that's okay. That's
Okay.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know that I converted from my old Republican Party to our Democratic one in about a month ago. Do you remember who I
Welcome.
am? Do you remember who I am? We worked together once. Arthur, how can you forget an Arthur?
I think I do. I think I do.
Yeah, at a theater.
Yes, I do, Arthur. Now I put you in context. Yes, you've changed. You've come over to the light side of the force.
Are you still sitting okay? Yeah,
Well, I fell off my chair, but I've recovered nicely.
yeah.
Metaphorically speaking, Arthur, how did this happen to you?
Oh, well, because I made the mistake of voting for the other guy last time.
And, yeah. Well,
and,
Arthur.
You know, so I have to admit, so I thought you'd be interested in that one.
I am, Arthur. Congratulations. Are you still working in theater, too?
Oh, occasionally.
Good.
Yeah, not too much, you know.
Yeah, no,
so
I don't
you're
do it
in Seattle, huh?
Yeah, I'm up in the Pacific Maritimes. I moved up here for a job after I was laid off the last time in radio in Denver, and I've been here ever since. I keep trying to get back to Denver, but I haven't quite yet.
Right.
Go ahead. So, Arthur, when you made the decision, did you go down and register, or did you register as an independent?
Oh,
or?
No, I registered. I changed my – I'm a Democrat now, yeah.
You did the whole nine.
I did the whole nine. I did it just, about a month ago.
Well,
yeah.
Mazel tov, congratulations. Welcome to the Democratic Party, and I'm really pleased to have you aboard.
Yeah, me too.
So you're going to vote for Obama, I take it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
good
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
And, you know, let's all work hard to make sure that Musgrave loses, too. Oh, God.
Yeah, we need a big change.
Oh,
yeah.
We need a huge change. We need a sweeping and massive change. And Mark Udall has got to be elected senator. I'm sorry. I'm not taking another cloven-footed right-wing Republican, Bob Schaefer, in his place. No.
He'll get it. Udall, everyone likes Udall. So
he's wonderful.
Yeah. All right,
okay, my friend. Dear. Thank you so much, Arthur, for calling in and telling me. And congratulations to you. Yes, I remember you now even better than I did.
Yeah.
Wow, Arthur.
Okay.
I have worked with you in the theater.
Yes, we have.
We have co-starred.
Yes, we did.
Wow, you played my husband. I can't believe I couldn't put that in context. Sorry, dude.
Well, it's a long time ago, Eric.
But I also hear your voice now, and I hear the cadence and the resonance, and I recognize you more through that than your name, actually, Arthur. But there you go.
Okay, Lovely.
Thank you so much, my friend. Welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, we had some battle royales in that play, as I recall. I played a junky, crazy person, and he was trying to help me, and I wasn't very nice to him, actually. But he's now a Democrat. Yay, Arthur. Okay, Chet in Boulder, welcome to AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello, Aaron.
It's always old home week for me because I'm from Colorado. Go ahead.
Yeah, do you remember me?
Yes, Chet, I do. Your calls.
Oh, you do?
But I don't think I ever starred with you in a play, right?
No.
Okay.
Not that I remember.
Oh, cool.
But I was drinking back then, so it could have happened.
Oh, Chet, I don't remember you from. I didn't do much drinking in Colorado. I sort of left and went to the tropics and drank a lot.
Oh, I got back from a year in England a couple of years ago and used nothing but a bicycle for a whole summer.
Yes.
And I had an epiphany.
Yes.
I will never ever again put a leg over a bicycle. And when I see them on the street, I just try to run them down.
You do?
Yeah.
Deliberately?
Yeah.
Put the pedal to the metal, knock those suckers off, taco their tires, whatever it takes.
That's the only way we're going to get rid of them.
You know?
The police never give them tickets. Did you ever see a bicycle pulled over with flashing red lights?
No, and they should. I've been cut off now ever since I started paying attention to this after this big to-do up here. Because I heard a bicyclist interviewed on another radio station, and he said things like, you know, yeah, we flaunt the law. Why should we obey it? You know, we don't have that many rights. I always run stoplights. And even the host, who's a bicyclist, was appalled, said, oh, my God, that's terrible. And I've almost been cut off. I've been damn near killed. I had one the other day just on the way home, thinking about this as a topic. I had one just cut in front of me without even looking when his light was definitely red. I live in the neighborhood. I know how the arrows work there. And he was on a red
him?
And I was on a green arrow.
I just hate them.
I
actively hate them.
I hate them too, Chet, and I feel kind of bad because I'm such a raging environmentalist.
Yeah.
And I love being an environmentalist, and I would actually bicycle if I thought it would do any good. But, you know, I don't want to go out and breathe the carbon monoxide or everything else that cars emit. I'd rather have my windows rolled up, thank you.
And it's hard work, and I don't like to have people thinking about me what they think about me when they see me riding a bicycle.
Exactly. It's so mean. And the only place I ride bikes is when I'm on vacation, like on a, you know, like in a place where they're welcomed, you know, or in a place where you can leave them off and pick them up.
You remember Boulder requires a bicycle when you move into town.
Yes, that's right.
You have to have
right.
one along with your ID. You have to get a bicycle.
The People's Republic of Boulder and a compost pile.
Here's my real reason for
but
calling.
That's if you can afford, though. I mean, and, you know, if you can afford to move in Boulder, which is pretty scary
man.
These days.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Yeah.
I'm living in a dumpster now.
Are you really, and Chad?
But I've got a TV.
But it's nicely furnished with a flat screen and but IKEA furniture, right?
Yeah. Here's my real reason before we run out of time.
Please go ahead, Chad.
The John McCain Obama commercial with Paris and Brittany.
Yeah.
There's an element in that commercial I've heard nobody mention yet, and it drives me crazy. And it looks like I'm going to have to be the one to bring it up, and it's embarrassing. But it's there. There are two or three times during that commercial that when they show the picture, the still of Barack, there's a huge phallus tower behind
there
him.
There is. I can see it now. I subliminated it. You're absolutely right.
They show it like three times. Every time they show him, there's this enormous
phallic symbol behind him.
Yeah, and the connection is obvious. We've all heard the rumors and the mythologies and the stories and the reason white men are afraid of black men and all that stuff. And it's right there. It's I don't even know what it is. It's not the Washington Monument. It's not any recognizable.
Now that I'm trying to picture it, I can't think of what it is either. But you're right. And it's not there by accident. Those boys.
No,
have you seen the Moses ad?
It's center screen. They push Barack over to the side so it can be center screen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, play the video if you get a chance.
I will. I'll play it again. Yeah. Thank you, Chet.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much, and enjoy your dumpster in Boulder. I won't get a leg over a bicycle. Do you hate bicyclists? I hate bicyclists. I'm sorry.
I'm with you and Chet.
I can't
stand them.
I'm not going to actively go out of my way to hit them. But they always cut in front of you. You know what I mean? If they don't have a lane, they cut in front of you and they deliberately slow down. They cut in front of you and then they go from going 25 miles an hour. And they do this even on downhill stretches. They start going 2 miles an hour just to annoy you.
I almost ran over my neighbor. He was coming around the corner into our block on his bike.
Yeah.
And he must have been going about 35, 40 miles an hour on his bike.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going like 5 miles an hour in my van. And he just comes right in front of me, and I almost take him off, and he just ignores me like, eh. Yeah. And he dresses like Lance Armstrong, too, like he's going to be in the Tour de France this year or something.
All of them dress like they're going to be. I know. They were wearing
seriously,
little,
people.
They were wearing little matching outfits the other day. They were running around my neighborhood, and I was like, oh, no.
And they'll call, they'll probably get mad at me. They'll defend themselves by saying, they're cool suits. They keep you cool.
Yes,
but
you
don't look so cool.
They don't look so cool at all. Sorry. And I like men's bodies. I like looking at men's bodies. But not so attractive in those things, got to tell you. 9:19 it is. I'm Erin Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Are we being too mean to cyclists? I don't think so. I'm sorry. Up here I saw a critical mass. Here's what they did. You want to hear what they did? Okay. That's when the driver said he was mobbed by cyclists who shattered his windshield and rear window, dented the sides of his car, slashed his tire, and tore off his driver's side mirror. As he stepped out of the Subaru, someone smashed something hard on the back of his neck. He later learned that it was a bike lock. Doctors stapled the wound closed, likely a bike lock. Stapled the wounds closed. Yow! 9:20. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. It's AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. John Turk's coming up with all the traffic you need to hear on this hot, hot, to-be-hot day, probably record-breaking day. Stay cool in the drought. Am I mean to bicyclists? I don't think so. I think they're scary. 303-713-7600. And you know what? Let's just face it, you can't drive. Part of the reason you're riding a bike is because you can't drive. 303-713-7600. Because if the way you drive a bicycle is any indication, you can't drive. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin all this week. Love to have you aboard. It's 303-713-7600. I am ranting and raving against cyclists because I've been cut off by three of them. I was damn near killed by one. Came out in front. I mean, it was like, whoa. You know, it's like, hey, pay attention. But I've actually heard bicyclists bragging that they violate every single traffic law that they can get away with, because why bother? They should make room for us because we're more environmentally correct. And even though I'm a Luddy still driving my car, I do take the bus. And the one time I got wiped out by a bike, or nearly wiped out by a bike, I was walking. I was a pedestrian. And to me, that's even more energy efficient. But there you go. Doug and Littleton, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yes, I was listening to the radio show this morning, as I normally do while I'm working, and was just appalled at the attitude toward cyclists. I think, you know, violence of any nature is wrong as a progressive. And to hear progressives, you know, open season time on a cyclist is not right. I think...
I didn't say I would hit them.
Well, the last caller did.
He did. He said he would run them down deliberately, I think was his quote. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I know.
And more importantly, I think rude people, whether they're in bikes, walkers, or cars, are rude people, and they suck. The bottom line is you have cars. You know, I've got about 80 to 90,000 miles on a bike.
Wow.
Yeah, I ride a lot, and I actually work within the industry occasionally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've seen it both ways. I've seen cars be incredibly rude. People throw things at you. They honk as they go by. They
I know. One
run
of the kids,
you off the road. So,
which is, they've run you off the road, really? And they, I mean, I've seen them flip them off. I actually saw one lady, and she was definitely at fault, hit a friend of mine, the younger brother of a friend of mine, when he was riding his bike, and she destroyed it and didn't offer to pay for it or anything. She just tacoed his tires and said, bye-bye, you were in my way. And that, definitely, she should be prosecuted. But these bicyclists...
But they never are. Car people are never really prosecuted. If you look at things, even though the federal law gives bicyclists 5 feet, if you pass a cyclist within 5 feet of the cyclist, you're actually breaking federal law.
Okay, but if we're doing... All right, and I didn't know of that law, but if that's so, then don't ride on the streets that are only for cars, then, because that's not really fair.
We're a slow-moving vehicle. By law, we're considered a slow-moving vehicle, whether it be a tractor or something else. When you pass a vehicle, you pass within 5 feet. You know what I mean? Or you slow down and you wait until it's free to pass.
I usually do give a wide berth when I'm passing a cyclist, because you have no idea how close you're going to come to them. But why do cyclists go so slowly, even when they could ride 20 to 30 miles per hour? Why do they go 10?
I try to ride as hard and fast as I can, so I don't know about other people. I don't know about other people. All I know is that, you know, basically it's the same thing that's going in our government right now, where you have Republicans not wanting to cooperate with Democrats and Democrats not, you know.
That's part of the reason.
You have the far side screaming and yelling, and it's the middle that's lost.
You know,
the majority of cyclists obey laws.
Really? Because not up here. I'm telling you, and they were bragging on the radio that they didn't, half of them were saying, oh, no, we don't obey the law. Why would we want to obey the law? Every cyclist I've seen since then, seriously, has broken a law, as I've observed them. Really stunning.
It's funny. One of my clients, a bike client, is in Seattle, and they're good people, you know, and they understand the whole thing.
Well, in fairness, the host of the show that was talking about this said he'd been a lifelong biker, and he always obeyed the rules and was appalled, as you were when you heard our conversation, that they were violating the law. Mm-hmm. But I saw one of them narrowly miss getting smacked by a car the other day because he ran a red light. He didn't even stop. He didn't even slow down.
Well, you know, it's funny.
It's
not funny. It is tragic when people do things like that. There was, it's interesting. I'm going to encourage your audience actually to look up January's issue of Bicycling Magazine.
Okay.
Did a whole series or talked about four different people who were hit by cars in Sonoma County in California.
Right.
I actually used to live there. Beautiful county to ride
it is.
In.
Just, it's absolutely gorgeous. Well, it's gorgeous to be in, but
yeah, it's to drive or to ride. It's beautiful. And two people were killed and two are quadriplegic. So,
well, we've got to learn to get along better. And I do like bicycle. I do like bicycle lanes. Can I ask you a question, as long as you're a cyclist and you know this? Because I was confused the other day.
Sure.
There's a bike lane on my right, that goes in the same direction as I'm going.
Yep.
And when we came to an intersection where I needed to turn right, do I have to wait for him to go ahead and then turn right? Or if my signal's on, is he supposed to stop for me? Because he didn't stop for me.
No, actually, if he's going straight and you have to turn right, he's got the right of way.
Really? Even though he's to the right of me?
Right. Technically, Technically.
Okay.
Now,
it makes no sense.
The fact that you're in a 3,000 plus vehicle and he's got nothing, he should wait for you. However, technically, if he's going straight and you're turning, you should sort of wait for him to sort of go by. And
well, that's what I did, because I obviously realized I'm in a 3-ton, you know, vehicle and or 2-ton,
yeah.
And he's in, you know, he's on a bike. I'm not going to, you know, try to play chicken with him.
Right.
But yeah, okay.
In fact, I know someone who got killed because a recycle truck actually made the right-hand turn over the person.
Well, he may not have even seen him, because those recycle trucks often their driver's side on the wrong side
but
of the car.
You know, it's one of those things. I think both sides need to just, you know, what
chill
we're
out.
Hearing is the people on one side and the far other side, and the mass majority of drivers actually cooperate with cyclists, and I think the vast majority of cyclists in most places do cooperate with cars.
Well,
and you know, the sad thing is you're noticing the bad ones.
I don't
you
know.
You may not
I'm...
notice the good ones.
You know, I'll try. All right. And for sake of you, Doug, I'll try to notice the good one. And because I'm a progressive,
mm-hmm.
I'll let you guilt trip me into at least like looking for them. But I got to tell you, my attitude towards this sucks. And you're right. I am very politically incorrect by this. I think what I was trying to demonstrate is, you know, as progressives, we should always remember that we always have one or two issues where we're just not very nice. And this is one of mine.
No, we do. You know, we're
I'm
human.
Just not
we're
very
human.
Nice
and,
on
and,
this.
And
I
the
admit.
Bottom line, if you get pissed off enough, you're going to do certain things. You know?
Yeah, and you don't want to do that. You definitely don't want to do that. Thank you very much for
no
enlightening
problem.
Us, Doug. I appreciate it. Paul in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, hi, Aaron.
Hey.
Talked to you a few times. I have a couple comments on a couple different things. I first have to, I'm in total agreement with your last caller. I think it's pretty asinine to group all bicyclists in the same category. I mean, I'm 60 years old, and I drove a car since I was 16, and just in the last year sold my car, and now I do the bus and bike thing.
How do you like him breathing in all that exhaust? That's the reason I don't bike. I don't want to breathe in the exhaust.
I do my best to avoid, you know, the main streets. I'll do neighborhood streets before
okay.
I but, you know, in all my years of driving, I was an airport shuttle driver and a cab driver, and believe me, I have seen as many people breaking the law, rolling through stop signs, running red lights, not using turn signals. So, you know, in any group of people, there are those that I can't stand the bicyclists either that break the law and act like idiots. So,
well, they're the ones I'm mad at, not all bikers, but it just seems like I've seen most of them these days. And they did assault a driver up here, although they claim that he panicked and he went into traffic. And he said he's sorry if he bumped anybody. He didn't notice it, apparently. He was afraid, and his car stalled when he was trying to get away because they were rocking his car.
Yeah, well, that's a jerk. I mean, that's a jerk bicyclist. Just like there's jerk drivers that will, you know, do rage road driving and harm
people. No, they're
people.
Scary.
You know, yeah. So, you know, have a little more heart towards some of us bicyclists, because we do. There are those of us out there that obey the laws and do what we're supposed to do.
Well, at least I know two bicyclists now who I wouldn't mind being, you know, riding next to or behind. But you know, you're both in Denver and Littleton, so I'm gonna have to change venue, apparently. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Aaron?
Yes, sir. What else?
Well, the other comment I'd like to make is I went to see the Kevin Costner's new movie, Swing Vote.
Oh, yeah. How is
and
that?
It's really a movie worth seeing. It's got
really?
Some really good points and some good humor about the political system. And it really helped me. It reinforced my thinking. I'm getting more and more apolitical, that until we stop living in this capitalistic class society, as much as Barack Obama thinks that he's going to make all these great changes for those people that hardly have a voice in this country because of our capitalistic society and our class society, it's not going to happen. You know, as long as we continue this, you know, idea of capitalism and a class society, that much isn't going to change. So, yeah. Give Swing Vote a chance. And
I will, even with Kevin Costner in it. I don't, you know, no, actually, I've liked a couple of Kevin Costner movies. You know, he plays a drunken single dad who gets to decide the winner of a presidential race after a voting machine error throws the entire election into disarray. Sounds like it's fun.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Although I still can't watch Recount on HBO. I cannot watch it. I really can't. Every time I start to watch it, I get so mad, I have to turn it off.
great.
I can't watch it. I can't.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, Paul.
All right, Aaron. Thanks.
I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. Okay, a couple of cyclists heard from. You know, Chet and Boulder, though, I got to say, I'm still leaning to, you know, I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to whack you, okay? I'm not going to do that. But I do think mean things under my breath when I pass you if you cut me off. It's 303-713-7600. Cyclists, has the road rage reached the cycling world? It did up here. How about down there? 935. But no one should ever be hurt. Not the driver with a bike lock and not cyclists whose bike tires were tacoed. I love that term. You can just see it, can't you? 935, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado Progressive Talk. John Turk's filling in. I mean, John Turk's not filling in. John Turk's here,
you
and he's doing
call
traffic.
Filling in. I'm doing a fill-in type of job this morning.
You're doing traffic. I just checked into Critical Mass's website, and I was right to remember. They haven't had a ride in Colorado Springs, Denver, or Durango, or Fort Collins since 06 and 05, respectively, you know, depending on which city you're in. So, wow. But they are kind of militant. Anti-car states. Anti-car sites. Car-free cities. Oh, yeah, right. Car-free U.S. Okay, you know, I could deal with it as long as, you know, you're going to help us up the hills, if there are hills, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's little motorbikes would be great, too. I'd go for that. I'd go for mopeds. Chow! We could all ride it and say, like Eddie Izzard does, chow, when we're riding it, waving out the window. Richard in Bellevue, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Sorry about my
hostess. We're here in the foothills, and of course there's bicyclists everywhere, and our roads in the foothills don't even have bike lanes.
They don't have bike lanes, and they don't bus lanes or anything else.
Yeah.
They're really bad, and they're really scary to go down, too.
But I have seen a local sheriff with his lights flashing with a bicyclist pulled over giving him a ticket.
Have you really?
At the bottom of a very, very big steep hill.
Excellent.
And I have a neighbor who called in a road rage incident about bicyclists, and there was a sheriff there within 1 minute that gave the bicyclist a ticket.
Really?
Here on the edge of Fort Collins.
Excellent. What was the bicyclist doing?
Well, they were going very slowly, a couple abreast, mm-hmm. no bike lane on this road in the foothills, just into the foothills. And my friend refused to cross a double yellow line to give him space to go around him.
Yeah.
And there was a turn coming up ahead, so he was just creeping along behind him, you know, being polite and going slow.
Yeah.
And they tried to wave him around. And when he refused to go around him, the guy flipped him off. And then started yelling and cursing at him, and that was the point where he picked up his cell phone and dialed 911.
He was trying to be polite, and they were mean to him?
Yes.
What the heck was
wrong? Because
he
wouldn't cross a double yellow line
which
to pass
illegal.
Him, which as far as I understand the law,
he would
be breaking the law.
You'll get a ticket.
Even with no cars coming, no nothing.
As far as I remember Colorado traffic law, that's the case.
Yeah, and
there's
no shoulder and no bike lane on this road. But anyway, I have the perfect solution to your politically incorrect problem of saying you hate bicyclers.
What?
Most bicyclers act like Republicans. They think they own the road, they break the law with impunity, and are proud of it. So the next time a bicycler does that to you and makes you mad, roll down the window and say, quit acting like a Republican.
Quit being a Republican, you jerk. Yeah. I don't know what they'll probably flip me off, but who cares what they do. They are, you're right, they're sanctimonious.
And most of them probably aren't Republicans.
No.
You know?
Exactly.
Most of them are probably progressives, and so maybe that'll make them think.
Yeah, and so they like to control the road. They like to do what they want, and they break the law with impunity.
And
like
a lot of them are proud of it.
I'm proud of it. Yep, exactly. Love it, love it, love it. I'm going to use it. I'm stealing it. Thank you so much, Richard.
All right, you're welcome.
Swell, wonderful. All right. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I have to fess up now and again. You know, I love being a progressive. I really do, but sometimes not so progressive. Reuben in Thornton, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
How are you doing today? Your last caller is making me laugh.
I know, me too. Lean out the window and call them a Republican. I love it.
It's good to hear some enforcement by local law enforcement on that subject.
Yeah.
I'm a professional driver for a living, and I had a friend who was in a situation up in Boulder County several years ago, was making a right turn and did not see the bicyclist coming up the right side. Unfortunately, they made contact. I don't think the bicyclist was seriously hurt, but unfortunately, my friend was the one who got the ticket. In a big truck, we can't. It's hard enough to see cars out there, and it's even harder to see somebody on a bicyclist. I think it's an issue of safety, and I think a lot of these guys got big cojones. If I'm on a bike, I don't.
But is it big cojones to try to challenge a 4-ton vehicle? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, because well,
that's
it is
crazy.
Big cojones because they are going to lose, you know?
Well, no, I think it's small cojones trying to be yeah. big cojones. I think
yeah.
it's Napoleon complex cojones.
Yeah, well, yeah, I see what you're saying, but I think it's crazy. But the only thing I wanted to say on the bike issue is I see that, you know, most communities, not everyone like the one up in the foothills, but a lot of communities down here in the cities, we spend millions of dollars to build sidewalks, and you don't see bicyclists using these sidewalks. I mean,
I don't understand why they don't use sidewalks. We have some perfectly good neighborhoods with excellent, excellent sidewalks. And
yeah.
it's like, why don't you get up on the sidewalks, particularly on a road that does not have a bike lane? Now,
yeah, exactly.
We have several different roads here that have had designated bike lanes.
Yeah.
I have no problem when they have a lane. No problem at all. You know, it's like, okay, you know, and I wasn't for sure about turning right things, so I'm glad to have that straightened out. But when they're nice, decent, you know, well-done sidewalks that aren't in disrepair, get on the sidewalk, would you?
Yeah, and maybe that's another part of the issue of this whole infrastructure issue that, you know, maybe we need to, you know, I know that I'm sitting here complaining about, you know, how they don't use the sidewalks. Maybe we need a better bicycle-type system and some laws that
Well, yeah, I think all new construction should have pedestrian areas,
yeah.
bicycles, and, you know, and lanes for cars and motorcycles, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
New construction, definitely. But while the old infrastructure exists, we're all going to have to get along, and they need to obey the law, dang it.
Yeah, and on another subject I wanted to turn you on to, Google algae farms.
Algae farms?
Yes, and if... should come up on the first page. There's an article from the University of New Hampshire on the subject. They're doing some studies out there, and there's also a company, I believe it's down in Texas, called Global Green Solutions Inc. .com.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a video on current.com, and if you scroll down and look for the article on endless energy from algae biofuel, closed loop biophotoreactor, I'll throw you some quick points. A regular open pond out exposed to the elements will produce you, with this new technology, about 10,000 gallons per year.
Oh, goodness. And this is algae, like a breath mint for smokestacks. It's
yeah,
from
and
CS
it makes
Monitor.
Perfect sense. Algae is the quickest, fastest growing plant on the earth. It'll outproduce any other form of, you know, plant.
Well, all you need is water. What do you do in drought-ridden Colorado?
Well, that's why you want to check out this article. A quick example: 1 acre of corn will only yield you about 18 gallons of biofuel per year per acre. An open pond type setup will yield you about 10,000 gallons per year. This closed loop system that they're doing, it's in a controlled environment in a greenhouse, and they can produce an estimated 100,000 gallons per year per acre of biofuel.
Wow.
I think they're still trying to perfect the technology, and that's why you want to look up the article from the University of New Hampshire, because they compare this technology with other solutions out there like hydrogen fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the future, because you can plug it into the current distribution system for fuel. And they're saying that if you were to convert 10% of the state of New Mexico, basically in a sunny area, controlled environment, it would cost a lot of money to make this happen, but we're already spending
we're
billions.
We're already hemorrhaging money anyway, and when we quit having stupid wars that don't get us anywhere,
yeah,
it'll be great. We
exactly.
can invest in this.
But they're saying that 10% the state of New Mexico, we could be 100% energy independent.
Good grief.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
I found this article and I'm just bouncing off the wall.
You know what? I can't find it immediately because when I Google algae farms, it comes up with about 15 other articles on the front page other than that one.
Yeah.
But I'll try to Google it with the words U of New Hampshire too.
Yeah, you can try www.unh.edu/p2/biodiesel/article.
Biodiesel/article. Okay, I think I got all that. Hopefully I did. And if you want to send it to me, Aaron@AaronHartShow.com will work too.
Okay.
And I will definitely read it tonight. Thank you
okay.
so much. I appreciate
check
it, Ruben.
It out.
Yeah, because we're working on getting some solar people on from MIT. So I see no reason why we shouldn't call up the University of New Hampshire. I love doing new energy alternatives because I think
yeah.
that's the future. I really do.
You know, I truly believe it'll turn around our economy.
I do too.
I think it could solve so many problems.
And it could be local, local, local. We could all, every state could have its expertise. Colorado,
yeah.
for example, might be wind energy. New Mexico might do algae farms.
The University of New Hampshire article had discussed that they thought it would be better to have it distributed across the country.
Gotcha.
So all distribution right. wasn't so far.
Oh, that makes sense. That does make sense. That's like our national transmission lines. Thank
yep.
you so much, Ruben. I appreciate it. I'll look it up.
Have a good one.
You too. 9:49 it is. I'm Aaron Hart. See, that's progressive. We moan about bicyclists, but we do something better for the environment at the same time. It's 303-713-7600. Time to check in on Colorado's Progressive Talk with John Turk in traffic.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
In honor of all our bike friends. You can't really say biker because then everybody has another image entirely. Cyclist. Hi, Jeff in Colorado Springs. You're next on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello, Aaron.
Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty well.
It sounds like you got a lot of stress about cyclists.
I do. They keep cutting me off and trying to kill me.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the odds of a cyclist killing you versus the other way around.
I know. but this guy that they gave him stitches, they hit him with a bike lock.
Yeah, and you know, the guy that they hit was actually a cycle advocate. So it was kind of bizarre. And the guy that started the whole thing was drunk.
Oh,
the cyclist.
No.
So, and the guy who
I
was
didn't
trying,
read those details.
Yeah, you got to read the whole story.
No, it wasn't in the story I read.
Okay.
I would have remembered that, but thank
yeah.
you for filling it.
Basically, the guy driving the car was trying to get this guy to cycle safely.
Oh.
And the guy was drunk, and I think he was also a city employee. Portland or something.
Oops.
Yeah, but anyway, I agree with you on the point that I don't think cyclists should be breaking the laws. I honestly don't think that cyclists do it proportionally any more than drivers do.
Probably not. I probably notice it more because I see them as more vulnerable, and
yeah.
I'm scared of hitting them. I don't want
yeah.
to.
And I appreciate that. I've been hit 4 times in my cycling career.
Good grief! Have you ever been seriously injured?
It depends on what you consider seriously.
Most injuries.
The last one was 7 broken ribs.
That's serious. That's
yeah.
definitely anything that, you know, more than a boo-boo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What we used to call as kids boo-boos are serious.
Yeah, and I should just, you know, if you've got a minute, I kind of describe what happens to cyclists. The previous caller talking about, you know, driving and making a right-hand turn and a truck not seeing somebody.
Yeah.
I've been hit like that once. That was about 1973 when I was still in college.
Ooh.
And the lady made the right-hand turn in front of me right after driving past me. She was going, you know, 25 miles an hour. I was going 20 miles an hour. She slows down to make the turn and turns directly in front of me like within 2 seconds of having passed me. And
ow.
Of course,
what
the,
a
first
dope.
Thing the first thing she said was, well, I didn't see you.
Oh.
Okay. And that's the motto.
I
drivers
didn't see you.
After
oh,
they
yeah.
hit cyclists, okay?
Yeah.
I got hit in Durango when I lived down there. I don't know who hit me because my bell was rung. By the time I got my eyes focused and realized that I was trying to figure out why am I standing here on the side of the street and I'm not riding my bike, because the last thing I remembered was riding my bike along the street. And fortunately, there was a paramedic sitting in a gas station on the corner who realized that I was probably hurt and called an ambulance for me. My bike was totaled. I did have a concussion from that one and a broken bone in my hand because I got hit on the my left hand got hit, and I got slammed into the curb on the right.
Don't tell me he left the scene of the accident.
The lady stood up, got out of her car, looked at me, and said, "Are you okay?" And apparently I said, "Yeah, I'm fine," because
you were
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. And she left, which, by the way, is a felony in the state of
Colorado. You can't do that. Mm-mm.
And
I'm not standing up for her.
Okay, here in Colorado Springs, the one that I get the most chuckles out of, I was on Colorado Avenue and coming around this curve and probably going about 25, 30 miles an hour, and this guy pulls out on the right-hand side to make a left-hand turn and pulls out and then stops across the lane immediately in front of me to look and see if traffic is coming from the other way. I screamed some obscenities shortly before hitting his car, keying my bike, totaling my bike, caught the backside of a broken frame against my knee, got this nice cookie-cutter nine-stitch job on my kneecap. I'm laying there on the pavement, blood coming out of my knee, my helmet's cracked, and the guy asked me, he says, "So are you all right?"
Yeah, great. Dandy, thanks, you moron.
The police officer told me in the ER that the driver said that I had rammed him intentionally and was cussing at him. Well, you know, you're going 30 miles an hour, even on a bicycle, you cannot stop in less than 10 feet.
That's true, but you're not aggressive when you drive? Because it sounds,
the speed limit is 35 miles an hour. I'm riding a bike like I was driving, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
We're running out of time, but thank you for the other point of view. Brett, I'm sorry I didn't get to you, and I'll be back tomorrow, so stand by one. And thank you, John Turk, for a fun show, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Take care in the meantime. Be progressive. Drive safely.